Blog Talk Radio.
Aloha. Welcome to Talking Pictures. I'm your host, Paul Booth. Sorry for that little... today's going to be a rough show, but interesting. Socially relevant. Pardon me, I was closing the studio door. I was struggling with how I wanted to go about approaching this. We're going to be reviewing a film, We Are Columbine, a documentary coming to streaming platforms April 9th. It's, I don't know what day it is. Anyway, it's not important. It's 2 weeks from now, approximately. And this documentary, I cannot believe I'm old enough to say, for those of you who don't know, I'm sure you all know, but if you, for any reason, you don't, of course, the Columbine shooting was April 20th, 1999. We're coming up on the 20-year anniversary. I couldn't believe I found myself writing, thinking, even saying this was a time when we weren't used to mass shootings. And, I mean, you could go to the movies. You could go to any church. You could go to school and not have to worry about this. I'm not going to go into a rant. I'm not going to politicize this. I'm not going to do everything that the media does to this topic. I'm just going to say that this film is an incredible time capsule, capturing something told through the eyes of four survivors, the principal, the teacher. I'm not going to say the names don't matter, like they don't matter, but the relevance is in the story. The director, who was also there, Laura, we're going to have on the show tomorrow. I thought I'd be able to do this without getting emotional. I don't know why. She did such a great job, you know, on a film level, pacing it, not milking it. I mean, obviously, since she has a great attachment to this and these people, she wasn't pulling cheap punches. Documentarians get so, oh man, when they do the, I call it cue the music, it makes me nuts. I went into this not knowing that the director had the, I'll save some stuff for you, had the connection to this situation that she does, and it was really like, whoa. And I can remember turning this film off a few times, which I'm not saying to do, because I was, sorry, I remember being in college 20 years ago, and this girl screamed, and of course when you're in the library, nobody screams, and I knew her from student council, her name was Veronica. And she screamed and said, oh my God, there was a shooting at my high school in the town I'm from. And it was, looking back on it, it was really interesting, but it's just so crazy how that news today we just hear and then in any way, shape, or form can just go on to breakfast. I'm recording this a week or 2 weeks after, within 2 weeks of the New Zealand shooting. And man, I'm not old. I'm not that guy that says back when I was a kid. So, yeah. Anyways, this film is really something. Parents with teens, I suggest you watch it. Please, this is a film. Tell your friends. You know, again, not a date movie, not a feel-good movie with the family, not something to put on the anniversary, but I really hope that people check this film out. It's has a filmmaker to tackle such a subject. Just amazed me. It was gutsy. I love when any filmmaker does that. And especially I think films should be personal. I understand entertainment. I understand the bottom line. I just wanted to say, to take my few minutes and say, you got to see this film. Just opened up new emotions for me, new thoughts, and I hope that you can get something from it. I hope that you're at a place in your world where you don't have to politicize things, and I am going to say that there is no reason, I do not care about the Second Amendment scholars who don't know the First Amendment or can't pronounce the Third, Fourth, or Fifth Amendment. Well, they know the Fifth Amendment because if they ever get arrested with guns, they have to call their lawyer. I'm just going to say, there's no reason why kids should have guns. There's no reason why anybody should be able to walk into a school, church, and do these things. So, anyways, not political, saying that as a human with an open heart. Thank you, everyone, for joining us today at Talking Pictures. We are Columbine. Please put it on your calendars. Coming to streaming platforms April 9th. Thanks for your time, and spread some peace and love today. Aloha.